Hey, do we still have Jared Leto's number from iHeart? Because he was at the festival, and I think we got it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So,
all right. Thanks, Patty. Pull it up. This is interesting. You know, Jared Leto, he's the Joker, and he also is in 60 Seconds to Mars, which is a band. He's a big music
30
guy.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Well, it took twice as long to... Yeah, it's,
but
that,
it's okay.
That was when they first formed. And now there's twice as many guys. So, yeah, he's a big music guy.
Yes.
And
now he has this Camp Mars.
Well, that's what I saw. That's what I was reading about. He has... dial his number. Don't laugh at me. Got a lot of numbers in my head.
Yeah.
He's created an adult camp. It's like an adult... I don't know if it's a sleepaway or what, but
yeah,
I just thought it was interesting.
It is.
It's an adult sleepaway camp, and he's the counselor.
I hear you can do like yoga there and hiking.
All right, so let's go. I want to find out more about it, where it is, how much it is. And so we got him? All right, hold on. All right. Let me see if we can get him. Hello?
Hello.
Jared. Ryan Seacrest calling on the air.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
How are you?
Did you wake him up?
Hey, buddy. This is your wake-up call. How are you?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, our energy's at like a 40.
I know.
And,
no, I love it. It's so great. How's it going?
I'm good. So the reason we call you randomly, I read about... I saw this online, a story about this this camp that you put on. It's an adult camp, and there's some tickets that are going on sale and everything. But what is this? What's the camp about? And is it a sleepaway?
You want to come?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I like the plan. I mean, you know, I want to see what it's all
like,
about.
What do you do there?
What do you do? It's called Camp Mars.
SummerCampMars.com is where you can actually come. I know if you guys want tickets, you could hit me up too. I might know somebody who can help you out. But it's a lot of fun and it's going to be a blast. It's August 12th, 2016.
Yeah.
So I thought what a cool thing to be able to do an adult summer camp, play a couple of shows, 30 Seconds to Mars, and invite a bunch of people from all over the world to come to Malibu, California for a weekend. And we did it last year and it was incredible. So we thought we'd got to do it again.
So you there's music, there's yoga, there's hiking, cooking classes?
Even s'mores.
Is it a ticket? It's a ticket thing?
It's like a mini Coachella. It's the same thing. It's a mini festival. And, you know, we've all been to a ton of these giant festivals, and they're a lot of fun. But sometimes you don't want to be around a gazillion people, and you want to have a more intimate experience. And this is that. Last year was so magical. We knew in the first 5 minutes that we were going to do it again.
Do you, Jared Leto on with us now, do you actually sort of hang for the whole time? Obviously, there's music, so you're probably involved in that, but do you do the other stuff with the people that are there?
Bro, swimming with you at night, okay?
Wow. It's, I'll bring my own raft. Finally.
I'm there. I'm hanging out. We're doing activities. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, I'm taking people on night hikes and, you know, there's ghost stories and meditation and yoga, kind of all of this stuff that you'd love to do, but you're usually too busy to do.
To do it. And you organize it. I love it.
Yeah.
Is it co-ed, Jared Leto?
It's very co-ed. And, you know, that's the nice thing about the outdoors. You know, it's good for everybody. And people come literally from all over the world. We have people from China and Russia and Japan and Germany and Italy. It was nuts. It was like the United Nations out there.
Hey, what did I just see you on with Al Gore? You were doing something with Al Gore. What was that about?
I was actually with Al Gore and then Edward Snowden back-to-back, which is an interesting combo. I've been doing this documentary series called Beyond the Horizon where I'm interviewing some, you know, thought leaders around the world about the future, and it's been fascinating.
Edward Snowden, where did you meet him, and what was the vibe like in the room with him?
This is actually kind of wild. I went to Russia, and I had to contact him, obviously, through a very encrypted way, and had a fairly covert meeting with him. We had to make sure we weren't being followed, and we got together in Russia, and we spent some time together, and then I ended up interviewing him for this documentary series that I did called Beyond the Horizon.
Interesting. It's on AOL.com/Beyond the Horizon. All right, Jed, roll over, get up, go back to sleep. Sorry to bother you.
No, it's the best wake-up call in the world. It's great to talk to you, and thanks so much. I appreciate it.
I'll see you on the overnight. All right. Goodbye.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. Sleepaway camp with Jared Leto.
Yes.
Tanya, are you all right?
I mean, I want to go so bad.
You can. Tickets are available today, 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Camp
go
Mars.
Yeah, they go on sale for Camp Mars. Go get them. I think when he said very co-ed, Tanya actually fell out of her swivel stool.
Yeah, I'm picturing a lot of singles there.